that.
All right. Lonely Boys, episode 13. Episode 13 with our guest Danny.
Y'all remember Danny? I think he was on like, what?
Do your intro, you
see. No, I have to say, I was supposed to do the intro.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to change the name of the podcast.
All right, just started right now. This is good stuff.
All right, let's all right. So how did it go?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking blasted.
Yeah, blast
to
MJ. Oh, yeah, what's up, y'all? We back with the boys. This is MJ Podcast 3.
I'm probably not going to change it because all of them say Lonely Boys. All
right, Lonely Boys Podcast. What episode are y'all?
It's MJ when Danny's here. For marijuana.
All right, so this is Lonely Boys MJ edition.
I do have a couple episodes that I just named something else though, actually. I think you I got to, Wood with Wrens.
Y'all lucky this is a podcast and not a live recording. Cause if I show y'all this nigga Woods, y'all ain't gonna fuck with him no more.
No, honestly.
But what's the topic of the day?
The topic of the day. Man.
The new Joker movie.
I've seen it.
It's just that's all the podcasts I've been watching.
I know about Mexican Joker. Is it anything?
But did y'all hear about how that like random cats is going to the Brooklyn stairs on that's in the movie?
They
the Joker.
Tell them not to because they might get robbed.
And that thing is it's like becoming like a tourist attraction.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's grab the gap. We about to get rich.
Well, first we have to buy tickets to New York.
Sure.
He's implying that we're in New York right now.
Oh.
Shout out. We're in here for Fashion Week. What?
I don't know. I don't follow these things. I just know.
But yeah, but like it's a crazy ass low. People were just coming like that shit was hella funny.
Oh yeah, the stairs from the okay. Give me a minute. Yeah.
Or whatever dancing.
Yeah. But I guess that movie was hella good. People love it.
Yeah, no, it looks really good.
So you watched it, what's your review?
Waiting for the crowds to go down.
No, spoilers.
I like...
Oh, shit,
like,
my bad.
In terms of...
I was trying to kick your shirt because I wasn't saying we should go see
it. He's a different Joker for sure. Like, you know, each Joker's kind of different. Like, throughout the Joker, like, people that played him. Like...
It's pretty crazy because it's an origin story, too. It's not... Joker doesn't really have origin stories. They're just kind of... He makes up different
ones. The actual, I guess, the story... Is this dude used to work at a plant, some kind of chemical plant, and he was stealing from them. And he used to swim in the chemical, which is why his skin color is like pale.
Wait, is this in the movie or?
This is in the comics.
Oh no, in the comics he falls in the vat of that.
I thought he was like.
That's why he makes him crazy.
Comics.
I watched the cartoons.
So he was robbing them. They found out, so they was chasing him. He had to dip, so he jumped in there or something, and then he's trying to get away.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. You watched that movie too? On Hulu? That was exactly what they
said. I didn't watch the movie.
No. They didn't explain that.
I ain't gonna lie. After I seen the joke, I was like, bro, this is not how this nigga start off. So I just read some backstory on Google.
You remember we watched that movie? The
last.
That they kind of explained his backstory too?
Yeah.
But like,
so is this one, is he just a regular guy?
He doesn't swim in it. He's like,
just like, I'm gonna do terrorism?
Yeah, so supposedly, supposedly this dude is a... He's like a what's it called? Like a party performer.
Okay.
And he dressed up as a clown. And he just got a shitty ass life, I guess.
That sounds like a shitty life.
And he lived with his he was performing like in the streets or something, I guess. Like he's also a street performer. And then some day cats took his sign. He was flipping a sign. That's what it was. He was flipping a sign. Some cat took his sign. And he chased him down like an alleyway.
Yeah.
And then they just jumped his ass. Like he just had like a shitty luck his whole life, I guess.
Yeah.
And he got a little the disorder, a laughing condition.
Oh shit! That sounds scary.
So like he could just talk to you, right?
Yeah.
You say some sad ass shit, and he would just burst out laughing. But it doesn't like mean it. So he just always get like misunderstood, hella.
That's kind of, I don't know. Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's what everybody does. So in awkward situations, you kind of laugh.
Yeah.
That's not funny. And he put out a card like, I have a laughing condition. It's just fucked up. Yeah. So I'm damn near just telling y'all. I'm just damn near giving y'all our favorite player for the movie.
Honestly, spoiler alert.
Oh yeah. But
good if y'all heard that, it's too late.
Mario knows too. I don't even care about spoilers.
No, me neither. I'll still watch stuff. Yeah, because when your friend Nick Brown, who has like 100 hours just on, yeah, that dude ruined so many things for me. So I just had to deal with it. But no. But then again, you didn't ruin anything because we asked.
Yeah.
We asked what the movie was about. Because Drew was the one who was like, let's talk about this movie. Neither one of us seen.
So. I just said that because that's what all the podcast audience.
But yeah, so.
And I'd be skipping wild. Over.
I don't know. I was just doing it for the
views. What are they also? What are they also talking about?
Did you not like this game?
I did.
That was crazy. That was a good game, too.
Green was a walking bucket, but it wasn't enough.
Green like Draymond.
He had the most points, right?
20 yeah, for the Lakers.
Yeah. Lakers.
That shit was a good ass game.
But I heard... I watched most of it, but I didn't watch the beginning. Because these niggas were watching hockey. And when my manager's there, they don't let us change it to basketball until she leaves. So, yeah, I only watched I heard Lou Will was going off in the beginning.
Lou Will. But that whole squad was going on.
Yeah.
That whole squad was going on. In the second half, they just took off.
This is just the sports minute, and it was over. That's it. It was 1 minute.
It's all good. Yeah. No,
And Mario's not a basketball person. Or a sports person, right?
Yeah.
It's cool. Mm-hmm. Who fucks with it? Love sport.
I hate baseball, though. These niggas were watching the World Series, too. I was like, change it to the Pelicans game.
Can I ask an honest question? Why the fuck do baseball games last forever and then... They had extra ones. Why is there seven? I don't.
So this is like, what.
Can someone explain that to me? I don't understand this guy why the World Series takes a month.
That's why I told this guy at my job. I was like, because he's really into baseball. Yeah. I was like, so I don't get it. Like, I thought the World Series happened already. They're like, no. They explained to me why games are so long. He said something about.
It's just boring rules.
The home team is supposed to be like ahead in. Innings or like something like that. I don't know what it has. Do you know?
Not really.
Cause they could last all night or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like
I think something. It has to do with the home team and something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know the rules.
He talks fast too, so I was like, what is this guy talking?
Yeah, baseball. Like, I apologize, baseball fans. That shit's boring.
The only football's good thing all right, but I'm not really.
I think you smell my dog.
Baseball.
Yeah, chill.
What?
Looking what?
Oh, shit, it's okay. I didn't even notice. I'm not unloading. Here, you can have that back.
She's a little lick, nigga.
It's okay. I think that just means she likes you.
A little kiss.
Danny said he noticed like it's getting a little big.
Yeah, I told you.
Look, a little chunky.
I didn't say that. I said she's just big, like... Yeah, I didn't even realize she got a little thick.
Did she?
Oh, that's what she said.
She's a little bonier.
You said she got a little
just from like feeling her, like you can feel like her stomach.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, since I moved in, that diet of human food's been steady.
You feed her?
I just told you, I'm not gonna finish this. You could either give it to the dog or I could throw it away. So he gives it to the dog.
Or he's not a finisher. And then I've been doing like, sometimes like. Cook stuff
don't.
Like bacon and stuff, and
yeah,
the grease.
Yeah, but that's bad for the dog.
Yeah, no.
Try it. I be giving my nigga carrots. He be chowing like
carrots.
He eat anything, bro.
I could eat carrots.
This nigga eat anything, but
she hates lettuce.
I be giving carrots, the lettuce, ice, bro, like pubes. That nigga be chowing on them things. I be like, God, this nigga's easy.
Mario was telling me his dog just be eating any rocks.
Yeah, they'll eat anything.
But
that basically will just like. we have three dogs, and the big dogs like this, and my dad just leaves three bowls of food, and if they eat, they eat. If they don't eat, it's up to them. So sometimes he he'll be gone for a few days. And, yeah, I don't know. Those dogs don't eat anything. I've seen them eat each other's shit. One time we had a pit bull that ate.
Micah used to do that shit too, but she stopped. Yeah. Just take a bite of her poop. I'll be like, Laika, what the fuck?
That nigga ate some shit too,
you,
bro.
Y'all never have a shit that smelled so good. You were like, oh, that reminds me of the meal I had 3 hours ago. No,
never.
Me neither.
But I've never been into the vines.
All dogs eat shit, bro. It's, you gotta just beat their ass and then they'll stop. like the first time they do, you just gotta beat their ass, bro. And they'll know never to do it again. They'll be scarred.
The chewy method.
Oh yeah,
because that you don't want to take out. You know that you don't want that bitch learning not to eat shit.
Yeah, I was
slowly, nigga.
Because then they do that. That's shit one thing. You
got to beat their ass for. That shit is nasty.
I was telling Mario about when Laika was a puppy at our house in 412, when she got oil, when it hit her right here. You remember?
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
And then it hit her. She was just like. And then after that. Whenever she would come in the kitchen, I would throw water at her.
And she then she'll
she'd be hella scared.
Damn it. No.
Why are you fighting people's names and shit?
This is looking like we might not be gym, honestly. It's
6 or
I ain't tripping up. My arms do hurt. I just do a little.
Just next time, bring your clothes so we can gym at the. Right,
I'm gonna leave y'all to keep talking. Oh, never mind, because then my flex would ruin the podcast.
We're about to dip after this.
You guys are gonna go play basketball?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, we can stay at the gym.
I haven't hooped in a while.
I'm down
here
for a little bit.
Huh?
Like 30 minutes. Quick
one. Yeah. Fuck it. Till we wake the Cavs. There should be some bad ones at Bayfair.
Oh yeah, of course they'd be.
Even in the middle of the night, I'm like,
I'm not even gonna say it. My grandma watches podcast.
look! Really tell yourself.
I like his optimism.
Yeah, literally tell yourself, and really like listen to what you said. No one's gonna listen to this podcast. Not even gonna listen to
I'm
it.
I'm just playing.
Hey, I appreciate. You got the cool one with the hella cameras.
Had to.
Cool.
Just know we already.
It came nice.
You don't have the disorder?
The what?
You guys didn't read about how people were freaking out because it had too many cameras? Like it was giving people like actual depression or some bullshit? Like Google it, it's so stupid. But yeah, no, it's sick.
I'll take some pretty good weed pictures.
Of course.
That's your picture? Damn, your dog got hella big. You remember the last picture I sent?
Whoa, that's a sick ass picture.
You remember those, like, this big?
Yeah.
Hey, just
the white one's younger?
That nigga? Yeah, he's 6 months.
God damn, it's gonna be huge.
And my other one is 4 years.
Yo, that white one's gonna be big.
You know what I was reading? I was telling Mario.
He's gonna be a monster.
Did I tell you? Huskies don't look at you like their owner, like most dogs do. They look at you like they're equal. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't...
He know I'm the master.
No. Look. They say.
That, I think they're like who? Like they look at you as the pack leader. But like.
You know, no, not even in packs. They like look at each other as equals.
They're pack dogs.
Though. I know, but look. They it's see.
I mean, I know what you like.
Even in packs. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Like I mean, like equal as in what? Like.
They think you're like.
That don't make sense because that nigga if that nigga come to me when he wants some food, because he know I provide, because he know I'm the pack. All right,
look it up.
Damn.
But they look, they understand.
That's true.
That they get food from you, but they don't understand that they're like
they don't respect you. What you say?
They do
that
respect.
That sounds like a cat. Cats are like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like cats. I guess they're like more like wolves than dogs.
Yeah.
They're
more intelligent for sure. No, they're fucking sick. But I know what you
mean though, because Sunday be trying to act out. Like I
want to
act out.
She be trying to see me. But I think that's just her personality. Cause Casper Boy, that nigga stuck to me like glue.
I don't know. I was just reading about it.
But Sunday do though. But she be a little aggressive. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to show her teeth.
But yeah,
but not for Charlie, just her personality. Cause I be beating Casper ass, but he'll do that. He be ready. He know. Anna. Oh shit.
I think Laika thinks for her equals.
You think so? No, Laika.
She doesn't like. Well, yeah, when she was younger, yeah, now she's a lot more obedient. Like, she's way more obedient. She's 2 now, right?
Hell no. She's for sure like 3.
No, she's like 2.
She's hella good, boy. Sit. Like a sit. Like a sit.
And it's a girl.
Like a sit.
That's where everybody thinks she's a boy.
See? If you say she'll do it.
Sit.
Super obedient with everybody. Oh, you gotta do the snap?
Yeah, to get her attention. Oh, okay. To look at me. Like a. Sit. 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 No, sit. Right, lay down.
Now she's doing speak.
Laika, lay down. Stay.
But my nigga's hella scary, bro.
Huh?
He hella scary.
Why? Of all the dogs?
Nigga's just a little bitch.
Laika hates other dogs. That's why I'm down. Let's go out to the dog park.
You gotta start take it. You gotta take it to the park, like with that grass, cause they'll get accustomed to like.
Yeah, now she's a little big, bro.
Now she's like stuck in her ways. Like she just.
I be taking her to with Dev sometimes with his dog. They don't be fighting.
Oh yeah,
that's because they just.
But that's because the other dog's hella cool. That's because Dev's dog is just like
sick.
Never barks.
Yo, so, did I see, why did your mom get you a shock collar? I'm assuming she got it?
No, I think she's got it for free, that's why.
Oh,
I got hella shock, you want some shock collars?
For dogs?
Yeah, wow. They came in multiple, I think over there somewhere.
That's wild.
Is that one?
No, it's just like a little shock.
It's just like
when
a little
they bark,
shock.
If you don't want them to bark, do they bark too much? I think they're over there somewhere.
I thought she was trying to tell you. She barked a lot. Honestly,
they be barking at each other. Because they be trying to play and shit. They be barking like this randomly.
Yeah, Laika doesn't bark. That's why I don't put it on her.
She thinks she's a people.
Yeah, she does. Laika also hates little people.
Oh, so much.
So, Laika.
Kids and little people.
Come here.
So she wouldn't be down with the family down the street. She fucked them up.
Did I tell you there's a family
like
of little people?
Sit. Lay down.
Danny?
Lay down. Laika, lay down. Lay down. I don't know why she sat. Look at my face. She sat.
You heard me, Danny? Did I tell you there's a family of little people that live like down the street from me?
What's little like?
Midgets.
I've seen the mom midget twice. So
there's a mom and a dad and a daughter and a son.
The little people community.
The son is normal size.
Yeah.
He jugged.
Yeah. And the rest of them are midgets.
He jugged like a mug.
It's ironic because they have big ass trucks.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what's in there to make it look like so it could work?
Jump.
All right. So it's about 20 minutes. And the wood's almost out.
Yeah. Sounds like a good episode.
Yeah.
It's a little short episode with Danny.
I might
stop it here, and then later if we dab with Kev, we'll start it.
Yeah.
I'll run it back.
I think Mario's not going to be there.
It's okay. Dev can take over.
Kev,
I'm loaded, bro. After eat, that's
Kev said he wants to be in a real one with
bro,
us for an hour.
I'm down. We got to have like a little list of subjects.
What? We've been talking for hella long.
Goes.
The dick just go for like, but you think you want to be sore?
I know, we have to. I'd be making lists.
The hip hop news of the day.
What's going on in hip hop?
Boy, did you see some shit about what's that called?
Me and Mari have different opinions on Tekashi, right?
No, that shit. I think about come out before the year.
Again,
before the year's end.
All I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, okay, okay.
All I'm saying about that.
Well, he's a snitch.
No, would you snitch?
Would I snitch? Oh yeah, I'm telling everybody. They try to kill him. They try to mark that man.
All I'm saying is I would not get involved.
Yeah.
So and I would never be in that situation. But I'm saying, me myself.
And I heard they fuck his mom.
I mind my business. It's just that
his baby mom. They try to fuck his baby mom or something. Oh, they fucked his baby mom. So I heard hella shit. Sound like he had a bad day.
he was also a scumbag. Yeah, I want to clear this up. He's a scumbag.
He is a piece of shit. And I don't give a fuck about what happened to him.
But he still hit you with that blicky eye.
You seen, I was watching these Mero clips on YouTube. And the girl said that HBO accepted a series of Tekashi, a documentary series.
You think people watch
that? And then they're like, what? Can we talk shit about it? Or like, are you going to get in trouble?
Oh, they're on HBO now?
Or
Showtime?
Showtime, I think. Showtime. HBO, I think he said Showtime, yeah, because they're in the same thing.
You think they're going to watch it?
I would watch it.
Everybody going to watch it?
I kind of confused on what's going on. And I don't want to listen to academics.
So basically, he's a bitch.
Uh-huh. But I want to know everything.
Got affiliate with these cats because he was making money and they're fucking with him, basically. So he basically paid his way in, I guess.
Like a lame.
Yeah, and then so he had it was a persona. It's a rap image, but he was a little bitch, I heard.
Yeah, because in the beginning, right, wasn't there him like with hella blue flags or something on a bed?
There was a whole thing about it, and that's when I was like,
I was like, of course he's not a real gangster.
Did you with the Ya Gang or you Subu? And I couldn't do it both.
But I told Mario this many times, I would go to a 6ix9ine concert for sure.
6ix9ine, boy, it's always going to come.
Would you?
We'd be their turn.
Mario?
I didn't care for him, like.
Nigga?
What he do? Before he got arrested.
No. He slapped you?
I mean, like.
I feel he just slapped you.
The Blickia. Uh-huh. That's the only one I liked. I didn't care for him. Like, I stopped liking his music, like,
hit him with
pretty
Blickia.
Much after that. So I probably wouldn't.
I'll just go because I know it would be turned. But I don't know
you
if he would get
me,
shot.
I heard of you.
He's going to be 50
get
Cent.
Get up on my face, bro.
The
murder you. He was going crazy, honestly. Look at this nigga.
The best.
He got a record deal.
Calm down.
Yeah, all right, then.
I skim these things. I don't.
All right. Do you got any plugs? Do you have any dates? Your tour. Any dates on tours?
Shout out King Sam. Going on tour soon. Check him out. KingSam.
Uh-huh. What's his SoundCloud or Instagram?
King Sam on everything. On Spotify,
King
iTunes.
King Sam
Apple
with a
Music.
One, right?
Yeah,
instead of the
yeah,
I.
Yeah, KingSam. You feel me? Project dropping soon.
Yeah.
You got any dates, Mark? This is just what they say at the end of other podcasts with
booked
comedians.
Through December. Yeah. So I really got it like.
Yeah, we do it ironically.
It's not ironically. What the fuck? This is how many.
Okay, okay, doing. Go. Your dates.
You just shadow over my profession.
Okay, go.
So I'm the just Google it. It's on the internet somewhere.
What's your
my handles?
Your handles.
Johnny Big Dick 24.
Okay. On everything?
At everything.
Okay.
Word.
You don't got your Instagram? You don't want to put that on here?
No, I don't even remember it. Honestly.
Oh, my God.
It's some A's.
Splash Bro Danny. Right?
I will DM your girlfriend the Snapchat. A huge picture of not my penis. All right.
Yeah,
that's what I'll do.
And I don't got no dates, so. All right.
He's lying.
Maybe this is a commercial break. Maybe this is the end. I don't know.
Beep.
All right, so we're back from the commercial break. Now we're here with me and Andy driving home. All right, Andy, you have any words?
Yeah, hey, what's going on, guys? We're,
what's your handles on Instagram?
We're, the handles?
Yeah.
What is handles?
Your name on Instagram.
Oh, follow __ September's very own. Just like that. Simple.
Okay, so what were you talking about?
Alright, so, if you notice, so Tigers are just, big cats, right? So if you have a miniature tiger, it's kind of like that Spy Kids movie, where they have miniature versions of the, animals. Whoa. That's what a cat is to a tiger.
The spider monkey?
Like the spider monkey, oh, the man, oh, man.
They do kind of breed cats with some kind of bigger cats.
And that's how they made them?
That's how they get the rich. You know how the rich people have all these cats that have like kind of a, like gray like with like Pokemon stripes?
One? Like that Pokemon cat that's really long and just hella big.
I don't know. But it's
bougie.
But you know, I'm talking about all these rich people have like cats with like stripes and like leopard print almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because they breed bigger cats like lynx or whatever they're called.
Oh yeah.
With smaller cats.
That's why they're gonna be in the future. They're gonna be able to.
And I guess
to breed tigers.
Yeah.
Or to tame them.
All right.
To domesticate them.
So did you know, in parts of the country just recently, because the laws changed, you could own a tiger, like
can
just
you?
Like a dog.
You can buy one.
You could, but the laws changed because this guy had like 15 lions and tigers or whatever.
He had an army.
And then he went crazy.
He started an army.
He went crazy, let him loose, and killed himself.
Man, the tigers killed him.
Or no, he killed himself because he was crazy, and he let him go before he.
Yeah.
So that ended up killing some people and killing all the tigers. So they're starting to take them away. But in some parts of the country, you go on a giraffe, a monkey.
A monkey? Yeah, I want a monkey. Monkeys are closest thing to human beings.
But in California, you can't even own a squirrel, which I want to do.
Squirrels have rabies.
No,
squirrels
they don't.
Squirrels aren't safe. They're pests. So you can't own them.
Did you know? So if they're a pest, why do they let them... You know they bring squirrels to parks and stuff? Because... Oh. Huh? The parks and rec people because they help the environment. They plant more trees than humans ever can. Because they save nuts during the winter and they forget about them after they.
Who says they forget about them?
People, because that's how the.
People, this is true.
Yeah, this is true. They plant more trees than humans.
Okay, they save the seeds, yep, the acorns, they probably just drop them.
No, they save them, they hide them for the winter.
Underground?
Yeah, and they forget about them.
Okay, they probably don't remember where they left them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, they forget about them.
This fucking giant forest that's fucking living. Or actually, you know, you said parks?
Yeah, but
like big parks, right, like Diamond Park.
Yeah, but squirrels are not considered a pest. But you can't own them because, I don't know, I guess they're considered wild animals. And wild animals, and they do say like...
Oh, and the light turns yellow? I would have made that.
They do say like one...
Hey, Chu, what time did I tell you? 12:17. Okay. Like, we're 2 minutes away. I didn't even feel wrong. All right, we're in, what is this, Hayward, California?
Yeah.
Hayward, California now.
Technically, yeah. This is where they dropped the bodies off in Sons of Anarchy.
No.
You seen that episode? He's like, yeah, I killed him in Oakland, but I dropped the body in Hayward.
Woo! Who says that?
One of the guys, one of the bikers from that show.
The bald one?
I don't remember.
The crazy guy?
Not this
7-Eleven?
Not this one.
Not this 7-Eleven. You know, I actually had to go to...
It's like down...
To Big Five and get some cleats.
That's true. Cleats for
baseball.
What?
Actually, it's softball.
You've been playing softball?
I play softball. Yes.
You're soft.
Nice. I got wheels on me, I've been told by the team. That's what they say.
I can't get into baseball. I don't get it. So how does a game end?
What do you mean? Well, in our division, we're not pro, so.
No, but
we
do
have
you know,
time. We
do
have
you,
time.
Do you know how it really ends in, like,
yeah,
baseball?
Yeah, I do. There's 9 innings. What do you mean?
But,
9 innings.
Oh, so why could it go on for, like, days?
Because you can't end in a tie. You play until someone wins. That's the objective. That's why it's so fun. It's such a thriving sport.
In the innings? I thought it had to do with, like, the home had a certain amount of innings or, like, something like that.
They both get, there's a top and the bottom to each inning.
What does that mean?
That's what it is. That's what they call them.
I don't get it. What does that mean, though?
The order in which they pitch. Top is the opener, and then the bottom is the closer. So the top, you'll go first. So if you start off.
Oh, so the home is at the end?
You can win before the 9th inning if you.
The home goes second?
Oh, no, you cannot win before the 9th inning. No, you have to get to the 9th. But you can win at the top of the 9th inning and not even play the bottom. If they don't score, if you get to, you know, strike them out. Man, baseball.
They
chewy,
got some
chewy.
Crackhead over here fucking. How are you going to broom? How are you going to clean the street like that? With the fucking broom and water. They didn't even give him no hose.
Didn't give him no bags.
I seen this homeless nigga in front of that 7-Eleven with crackheads. Or with tweakers. Fucking mopping. Nigga in the front. Like, I was like, nigga. How are you mopping a fucking... I don't know. The front of the street.
Are we going to Hank's or no?
Yeah. We about to go smoke a wood? That's the plan on that.
Where's your street?
This is this one.
So no Hank's then?
We can go to Hank's.
You think it's closed?
Are you going to smoke the wood or no?
Maybe. If I buy a drink, maybe. Yeah,
That's what I was going to say. Because I'll just go by myself if you're not going to smoke the wood. I'll drive myself.
I'll just go to Iron Horse.
I would never go to Iron Horse unless my life is over. Why would I go there? Like, yeah, there's no reason.
You're on speaker, Chewy. You're on speaker. I mean, you're on live podcast.
I know. Fuck Iron Horse. diss track coming soon.
You're gonna be like Damian Lillard with Shaq.
You don't know. Who won that?
He's getting on each other. Who won that?
Oh, no. It's open.
Dollar.
Oh, no, it's closed.
Yeah, there's no lights. All right, yeah. It's looking like nobody there.
I don't know if you want to go to that 7-Eleven that's right here.
Is it
the closed? Crackhead one? No, it never closes.
I'm saying, is it close by?
Yeah, it's pretty close. But you already turned.
Are you sure?
I have water bottles.
I'm cool with water, TBH. Unless you was really looking
no,
for
no,
it.
No, I don't care. I think I got soda at my house, too.
Where's it at? What do you have, Sprite?
Huh?
Take a Sprite. Right here?
I have like...
Nah, you pass our
so my mom works at this place. I don't know. She gets free... Bullshit
Powerade.
Zero.
Powerade.
No, Powerade's like Coke
Powerade.
Zero.
I want some Powerade. Coke Zero?
Yeah. Oh, I have a Gatorade in my trunk.
That's fucked up.
You can drink that one.
Strawberry? Strawberry's left. The best flavor.
It's a Powerade. Ever. It's a red one. Strawberry lemonade Powerade, though? Fire. I tried the strawberry lemonade Gatorade. Not that good. It's too sweet.
Man. You think I'll even be able to smoke this one, actually?
Oh, my God.
What time is
it? Oh, my God. Like, oh, my God.
Is there even parking? Is Mario up?
Just park behind here.
Behind this one? Just close it? Just block it?
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna come out?
No, I don't think so. I think everybody's here. It's still part of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But this is good stuff right here.
Right. Who's this? Whose car is this? No, I can see
it. It's an old lady's car. She's probably looking right now. It's an old white lady. You know how they
it's
be.
It's alright.
She has
no Boris.
I swear she has nothing better to do. She just looks at the street like it's TV.
Man, it would be helpful to have a camera, some sensors, but honestly, I got Boris.
Didn't you have that?
Sensors? Never. Never.
Didn't you have the camera?
Not me. Nah, never.
Am I tripping?
can you get out and just tell me?
If you bink my car, though, it's good.
Actually, yeah, I'm down to. I'm down to just bink a little bit. If you have any machines ready, bink a bee, I'll be bringing them. It's fucked up, but it's a life.
Alright, you got hella room. You got hella room. You got hella room. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. Alright, yep. Hey, it's good right there.
Check how much of room I got in the front, though. Am I almost gonna hit it or not? Should I not go any more forward?
You can leave right there.
I'm just trying to straighten out the wheel. It's gonna be hard to,
Alright.
This. All right. It's fucking past midnight.
All right, we're gonna go. We're gonna go to one more commercial break. All right, now we're back, smoking one more wood with young Andy. Had to give him buckets today. He totally didn't cross me over.
Chewy, lucky I was tired today, but I wasn't even trying. That ball was kind of bugged. I could run it back. Damn near tomorrow.
We were when Danny was here earlier. We were talking about the Joker movie. Did he watch it yet?
I haven't watched the film.
Me neither. Danny has those. We were just talking about it. What he thought?
What was he talking about?
He was just taking kind of like a little bit of the plot.
I think I found the
Chapo
videos.
Oh, they're just in your history?
The like the video? I think this was actually a video.
The glasses picture?
Oh, I still got that one for sure.
That one's a classic.
Didn't you make that for me? Little one. Huh?
Yeah, what did I say?
Young blood.
Damn. Young blood. Look at Laika, that's you.
We look kind of brown there too. This is the picture. Pismo Beach. Let's turn that
up. We out?
We out.
Just don't look off a cliff.
I think this one's right here. Look, you remember the video? Yeah. Dog.
I would always play with the dog. I wonder if I go see it, would it remember me?
No, I don't even think it's like a big dog.
You don't think so? It'll remember me? Somewhat? Negative. Because Laika remembers you guys for sure.
Yeah. But she was there hella longer than Chapo was. Because when I went to see him last time, I actually know.
Chapo was there for hella long, too.
No, he took, but then when he took him home, he never brought her back.
Oh, yeah. No, that
remember one. When he got sick?
I wouldn't either. But when he was there, I would play with him all the time, so he must remember me.
I think he probably will. Dogs were like that, right? Laika, you remember me? Don't bark. Speak. Laika, speak.
You have to go like this.
Hey, Laika. Let's see if she can probably get her to do it. Laika, sit.
I need to get some flea thing.
Sit. Hey, speak.
Sit.
Speak. Mm-hmm. Speak.
Watch. Speak. I think, I don't know, maybe
she thinks you're gonna hit her. And that's why she's like, now you say you did it with treats.
Pretty, honestly, it was pretty frustrating. She wouldn't do it for a long. Like, I got her to do it twice in a row, and then after that, she didn't do it for hella long. I was getting kind of mad, frustrated, really.
The Danny, the hit the O's with the red.
What's that drink called? Emanade or what?
Ramune.
You need to try it. It's pretty good.
Some pop.
Some pop.
We just lose track.
So, Andy, no, this is just basically our podcast. Oh, you want a jacket or something? You're cold?
Lightweight, nah. Yeah, lightweight.
Should I go get one?
You want a mine?
Yeah, let's go get one. Have a quick.
Speedy Gonzalez? Yeah, so here we are at Chewy's crib. You view me. Here we are, you feel me? Some fire. Always.
Did he? Oh no, you have it right. You seen them new Vans I bought?
Fuck the world?
Yeah.
I actually did. Where you get those?
Huh? On Supreme.
Oh, those are Supreme ones?
Yeah, the website.
That's raw, bro. I was trying to get the SVs that came out. You don't know about them.
Which ones?
there was like some blue, there was some cow breakthrough ones, some blue and gold. I think there was some white ones.
There was a black, they weren't gray. Supreme.
They were, no, they're Supreme. Supreme SBs.
And there was what on it?
I forgot, but I remember the colorway.
You know the San Francisco shop's opening this here, Friday? Thursday. We have to get the exclusive San Francisco stuff.
What do you mean?
Supreme with the Bay Bridge box logo.
Really? Is opening? Yeah. What time? Saturday? When? What day?
Thursday, tomorrow.
At night? You're lying. Tomorrow?
7 a.m. Whenever they open the stores.
8 a.m. 7?
7, 8 a.m. Whatever.
It is 8, huh?
Yeah.
Why not think it was
7? You're freaking weirdo.
I'm fucking loaded.
It must be joke for the niggas in New York where the shit's just in the afternoon. The Supreme drops.
Oh, yeah. At 11?
You don't want to?
I do. Open it. What is it, Powerade?
Better than Gatorade.
Actuals. You know In-N-Out has Powerade?
You know why? Because it's the better one. Fuck the Gator. Florida Gators.
I like the picnics and shit, they be having the blue Powerades. And then all the, what do they call?
All the bottled ones?
Like all the events, they'll give you a Powerade. Like the basketball tournament, they give you two Powerades just to drink. Two Powerades, a banana, a water, a protein bar, some granola bar, like a couple bars.
In-N-Out's pretty cool to work at.
Lightweight, like it's who's nice.
They really got, they got cheese. Jessica, she was in love with it.
She's still working there.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought she worked somewhere else.
She does. She works as a teacher, but I think she works once a week.
Teacher?
No, she's a counselor now.
Counselor? That's pretty cool.
At UC Berkeley.
Sick.
That's wrong. Or maybe it's a Berkeley High School. No, I think it is UC Berkeley. No, I think so.
Oh, that's better than high school. That's crazy. You were saying
you
know in high school.
Reminds me of Brett Denise.
Huh?
Denise Who? Booth. You know her?
Yeah, what about her?
Denise Booth, you know her?
No.
She's bad, bro.
I don't know who you're talking about.
That was the C-10 advisor, bro. She was fucking bad. The Asian mamacita.
I don't remember.
Maybe she didn't go to her, bro. But I went to her, bro. She
Wait, when I went to my counselors? Because I didn't go to those useless pieces of garbage. I went to my actual counselors for my major.
Jack Baskin?
I would hate to be a counselor at Jack Baskin's, bro. I would go there every day.
Packed, bro. You would go there every day?
And be like, what the fuck? No, like when I would go all the time, uh-huh. And every day it would be fucking
packed.
I would have to get there like an hour early.
Hey, I was.
If I want to get out of there.
Fuck, I'm fucking loaded at you. I'm not gonna lie to you. Just hold that for a second. Right. I just smoked the weed.
Hey. Cozy.
Gator, you just put me to sleep. Tell me why yesterday I hit a jewel, bro. That shit instantly was sick. Uno, dos, tres.
What song is that? The uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Is that a Lil Pump?
No.
Who's that?
A and B, Lil J or something like that. A and B J. I don't know the name. His name.
All right, this is a hot take right here. When LeBron says Taco Tuesday, is it racist? I think it is.
I think it is.
I feel kind of offended sometimes because he could say like, oh, it's Taco Tuesday, right? Or like any other voice.
Taco Tuesday.
And then his mate is just like, or his cook is just like, all right, fucking bitch. Yeah, it just isn't it racist? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you can see it as racist. You think he's doing it
as like a Mexican? That he sound like a Mexican accent to me.
You know, a rich guy is a rich guy, you know? How far...
That's true.
Not connected to, you know... Alright, also... You think the shit that YG be doing is racist? Arriba, arriba!
Nah.
In the songs? Nah. Why?
Because he's cool. He's dated multiple Spanish women. I'm sure he speaks Spanish.
But you don't think it's racist? Even if a Mexican person was doing this shit?
No. That's his accent. That's how he talks. You think that's racist, Chewie?
When he's like, arriba, arriba!
Yeah.
In the songs. The one about Mexican niggas. You know what I'm talking about?
I think he says Maria.
Or whatever. No, he doesn't. Let's go. Yeah. And then also him wearing
the sombrero.
Yeah. You don't think that's racist? All
right, that's a little racist.
Because look. It's not racist. It's just the fact that they talk about all this appropriation stuff and like, you know, about their culture or whatever, and they do it all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I don't see it as, I don't know.
You see, if it was somebody that was like, oh yeah, I don't care, that shit was racist or whatever, like, but these guys, I don't know, they'd be trying to act like they're above that.
True. It's you, Chief. It's all you. Is that you too? Is that tall cam?
No.
Yours would have been amazing.
I don't drink those. I drink long Adidas. Little sums? And you could check that trash can right there. The black one right
there. Fucking need it. When I saw you, I'm not gonna let us go. Don't fucking blast. Alright, in a minute. Hey, sit down, Laika. Please, sit. Sit. Sit, motherfucker.
Alright, another thing we talked about in the last part of it, if you're 6'9", would you snitch?
Damn, no.
You wouldn't?
Why would he snitch? Why would he snitch? That's his fault for getting himself into that stuff.
You see, you said the exact same thing Mario said. He said if he was, he wouldn't get involved with this stuff, but if he did, he wouldn't snitch because, you know, he got involved with it.
So yeah, exactly.
So me and Danny said we would snitch.
That's your fault.
So quick.
That's fucked up. Like, he didn't even do
that. They tried to rob him and stuff. That's what Danny
did
said.
Yeah, I heard they did try to like do that though. I ain't gonna lie. That might be a difference.
Yeah, but really,
they deserve to fucking, you feel me?
I would have snitched so quick. Yeah. You know, HBO or Showtime or something?
Mm-hmm.
They're making a documentary on his life.
But he can move out to...
So he's about to get paid, at least from that.
Australia. There's nothing.
You think those bloods really have that much reach where they're gonna follow him to wherever he goes to live, to kill him? You really think so?
Definitely.
You know how much a plane ticket costs? I don't know. They're drug dealers, though.
That's true. No. I don't think they'll follow him to travel. But, like, if he takes a flight, obviously they're not going to find him. Because he can go anywhere.
And he has enough money to get security.
Yeah, he do. His best bet would be to just keep low on the radar. Like Australia.
Sweden? Oh wait, no, we don't want another ASAP Rocky situation. Well, I don't think he could go far, right?
Why can't he?
Because he just got out of jail, right? He might have parole, or like, you know? You can't leave the city of whatever.
He could just go to New Zealand and then...
It would suck to be, what do you call it, relocated like that or whatever, and put in witness protection. You have to get all new shit. You can't use your Xbox profile. It's all the fucking V-Bucks you got on there.
Spend your fucking V-Bucks
here
before that happens to you.
Before
PG&E cuts off everything. They're free
V-Bucks anyways. I got them for free. Through playing the game.
Sit. Sit.
Sit. Sit. Lay down. Lay down. Stay.
Negative. Blasted. Get some fire. What's the time? 1 o'clock. Oh, God.
You get home at 2, take a shower, wake up at 8.
I'm a shower. That's the good thing is that I'm a shower tonight, so I can wake up at 8 and eat and just dip to work, and I'm not going to fuck up
my sleep. Where is it at? Lex's is an
Oak? Bro, down the street is Hagenburger.
Oh, that one?
Oakport Street, actually. It's not Hagenburger. Hey, stop.
Nigga, what? You can wake up at fucking 8:30.
Nah, but I want to eat breakfast.
You be cooking breakfast?
I'll be cooking breakfast. I'll make a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich you be?
Did I send you guys the other dish and the other torta?
That was a morning torta?
No, that was a night time. That was a dinner.
That was a supper torta?
Yeah. Supper? What's supper?
So, okay.
What's the difference?
So, supper is the last meal of the day, you know? But dinner is the biggest meal of the day. Most people, supper is dinner. But sometimes you have a big lunch.
Yeah, that's
true. So, that would be considered your dinner.
Your dinner, really? You go to Olive Garden for lunch. Are you eating dinner?
If your supper is gonna be small.
So typically your supper can be your dinner. Hey, leave my shit alone.
That's why most people call it dinner. You learn something new, podcast. When you listen to Lonely Boys.
The Lonely Boys and
And also, squirrels communicate with their tails.
Negative.
They do. That's how they talk to each other. No. So if a squirrel fucks their shit up, it's like them being
attacking or talking.
No, if their tail fucking gets fucked up in an accident or something,
cut off or something, yeah.
They can't talk.
Okay, so that's stupid.
Why? They can't.
Why would that make sense?
That's how they communicate.
So if you hurt your tail, you cannot communicate, okay? So that's their mouth, is their tail.
You ever heard a fucking a squirrel bark at another squirrel?
What is a mouth? Yes, I think they do.
They don't.
A squirrel will bark at me, definitely.
A squirrel?
Okay. Not bark, but you know.
What? That's kinda, the squirrel noise? You can't even look up a squirrel noise.
Hey, alright. You know when LeBron does his Taco Tuesday yell?
Mm-hmm.
And he does that little Indian call? Or a real call? That's a Mexican call, actually, isn't it?
He's racist, yeah. I think LeBron's you know racist. And he's silly for the China stuff. You know about the China stuff?
No, yeah. But do you know that LeBron James built his own school? And every person who graduates from that school gets to attend the university.
What university? Can you go on your Google right now?
Mm-hmm. Like Ohio. It's like Akron or something like that.
How many people of those are Mexican?
A lot of how many Mexican people live in Ohio?
Look it up.
Not a lot.
I want to see the percentage of that not high school. It's just, I don't know. I just feel like he's not exposed to it or something. And he just doesn't see that as racist.
And you do.
I don't care.
I don't care.
It's just that he be having his little barber shit. Like, I don't know. He be talking like he's hella smart.
He's an athlete.
You see if a comedian or something or somebody that, you know. not that serious. I wouldn't care. Like, it's, of course they're being racist, but it's funny. It's just... This nigga trying to...
Would you say you're not racist?
This nigga's trying to patent or whatever, get the rights to fucking Taco Tuesday. No, the phrase not. Taco Tuesday. Did he know that?
That's ridiculous.
To put on shirts.
China?
Oh, so I don't know. I just watched the South Park episode about it.
What the fuck? That's fiction, bro.
No, but he says the exact same thing to LeBron. But it's because, you know, the guy, the I think the Rockets owner, mm-hmm. he tweeted something out like with Hong Kong or whatever. Like, you know what's going on in China. No. They're like hella protesting. They're like hella killing people.
For what? Who? Hong Kong?
China. It's China. But it's China's like the country, specifically that's going. A lot of stuff's going on there, huh?
China's a country, right?
Yeah.
For the whole country. It's big. It's pretty big. You tell them it's not a city. It's just Hong Kong. Hey, stop.
This is like where it's going down, I guess. But yeah. Just a dude, just in the dude pile.
Fuck it.
Like. All right, so podcast this is the is the end of the podcast.
Yeah, it's coming to an end now.
All right, you got any dates?
Any dates? What do you mean any dates?
Any
points,
dates like
points to bring?
No, like
about the
podcast? We do it is ironic because in the end of podcasts that I watch, they're mostly comedians and they're like, "You got any dates?" Like, "Oh yeah, I got this in the Laugh Factory," or, you know.
No, okay.
So you got any dates?
I don't have any dates.
You're supposed to make some up.
Oh yeah, I got a date at a dealership tomorrow.
Yeah, you're there all week.
as long as it takes.
You heard that? Go to Alexis in Oakland.
No, I actually did not disclose that information. But
oh, you don't want me to just okay? Like, we'll dealership. Edit that out. Honestly, Andy, I'm not gonna edit it out.
It's okay. They can think I work out whatever, whichever one you said.
Right, yeah, okay, no, yeah.
That's,
so
it's a wrap.
Just yeah, meet him there.
Gentlemen.
He'll be there. Do jokes.
Give me a call. How about you guys give me a call? It's,
go buy it.
510-967-8832. One more time. 510-967-8832. Give me a call.
That's a real number. What are you using?
Yeah, that's my number. Yeah, no, that's
at Lexus?
No, that's my number.
What, this is your cell phone?
Why do I give out Lexus' number?
I don't know, so you can sell Lexus stuff.
Oh, that's the dealership I'm going to. No. I got another data.
What was that? Was that your real number?
That's my real number, yeah. That's my office hours. Call anytime between the times of 9 a.m. and 6 p.m.,
okay.
Please. Any other times, though. Not at the office.
Do you got your handles? All your handles?
Yeah,
everything?
Handles, everything.
Are you starting a podcast?
Handles are good. You know, I've been looking into it and trying to get some equipment still, but...
All you need is a phone.
All you need... You know, you can't. You're right.
Would you do it with? Your brother or something?
Yeah. Maybe my grandpa, who spends a lot of time at home working. Maybe I can teach him something in the podcast.
You're gonna teach an old guy what to do something? He's gonna teach you.
No. I'm gonna teach him some talent.
Have you not watched The Karate Kid?
Danielson.
You don't think he would make a podcast if you gave him a tablet?
Him?
Yeah.
I don't think no.
He would have just talked?
He's not a talker? No, he's not a talker. Not at all.
Well, okay. Andy has to leave because he has a couple dates. A couple times today. What is it? 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
All right, be there. All right.